Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today we are discussing, is the mark of the beast here? Now, who among us hasn't heard of the Antichrist and the number 666? Even many unbelievers have heard about the number 666 and its reference to the Antichrist. However, as Christians, we have the discernment to see that the stage is already being set for this Antichrist global system. In today's podcast, you will increase your spiritual awareness and more keenly weigh the news and information you hear on a daily basis against the subtlety of Satan's plan as outlined in the book of Revelation.
You know, Bill, I still remember hearing about the end times, 666 and the Antichrist when I was 18 years old. And Jude 23 says some are saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire. That was me. To hear about what was going to happen at the end of the age was scary, and it woke me up. And it really was the catalyst that led me to Christ.
Oh, and woke up many others also. You know, it should scare any rational thinking person. Sadly, many denominations teach that the book of Revelation is only symbolic or the events are part of past history. Well, this is incorrect. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ and about his second coming and his rule and reign on the earth. The Bible mentions much more about Jesus Christ's second coming than the first time he came to the earth.
That's a good point. You know, and I just want to say, first of all, what we are discussing today is not a political message, so don't shut your brain off. And this is not conspiracy. This is what's happening in our world today. Please keep in mind that a person cannot change course or prepare for something if they don't understand it.
So true. You know, the Bible says as believers in Jesus Christ, we are in a spiritual war. Ephesians 6:12 states that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
Yes, and Satan's goal is world domination and the slavery of all mankind. And think about, what tools does Satan use? He uses fear, lies, intimidation, and coercion, which is the using of force or threats.
So true. You know, God's word makes it clear there are only two kingdoms in this world. One, God, who represents light and truth. Or two, Satan, who represents darkness or deception, coupled with fear. Now, the Bible says Satan is the god of this world in 2 Corinthians 4:4. And Jesus didn't dispute this fact in Matthew 4:8-9, when the devil offered him all the kingdoms of the world if he would just bow down and worship him.
Good point. You know, we need to think about then who dominates and controls the world's kingdoms, so to speak, today, the industries, the spheres of influence, God or Satan. Think about some of them. The news, the media, big tech, Hollywood, government, education, big pharma and business. 1 John 5:19 tells us who controls them. We know that we are children of God and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
That's right. Revelation 12 says he deceives the whole world. Satan deceives the whole world. You know, if for the most part ungodly people are in charge, what do you think they will do with their power and influence? Will they ultimately use it for good or evil?
Evil.
That's right. You know, and Jesus warned us ahead of time what the signs would be at the end of the age. In Matthew 24:4, Jesus said, "Take heed that no one deceives you." Now, it's interesting that Jesus first warns us of deception. Obviously, he would not warn us if it wasn't possible for us to be deceived. 1 John 4:5 and 6 tells us we are to discern between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
And there has to be demonic forces at work slowly deceiving the masses for this evil leader to take control. And the devil is subtle. He makes use of clever and indirect methods to achieve something. Remember, he uses fear and deception to bring about change. And he does it slowly. Right. He doesn't just come out, hey, I'm here, I'm the devil, and you're doing this. It's a slow progression.
Exactly. You know, Revelation 13, 16 through 18, the Antichrist, it says, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666.
And think about it today, Bill. The technology already exists for the mark of the beast. You know, we have GPS. We are all tracked. Our shopping habits are even tracked. If we go online, ads target us because our browsing history is tracked.
Right.
And there are many apps on our phones that track our fitness, our sleep, our banking, our spending habits, what books we read, etc. You know, and it's interesting to note that today China tracks its citizens using a digital social credit score.
Boy, that's terrible. They're gathering so much information on people. You know, the question is the substance that some are attempting to force on the world population the mark of the beast? Well, before I answer that question, we should not be divided over whether to take something into our bodies or not, but we should be united behind preserving our freedoms. You know, the scripture is clear that the mark will be received on your right hand or forehead. No, it is not the mark of the beast. However, we believe it is a precursor to it. The mandates accompanying it are being used to condition and control people. Never in the history of our nation have people been forced to take something into their bodies in order to keep a job or get a job. Many are losing their jobs and livelihoods because they want the freedom to choose. And why are those who have natural immunity being ignored and discriminated against?
Good points. And this is happening on a global scale. Why are credible medical doctors being censored and silenced? Data and information is being changed and also censored. You know, fear is being used to divide people, even family members.
I know, that's so terrible.
And as Christians, we each must pray and seek God for guidance and direction. Whenever the Spirit of God leads us, He leads us with peace, not fear. He leads or directs. God never forces us or threatens us.
So true. You know, during the tribulation, the Antichrist will deceptively come as a savior to do good for all mankind. There will actually be two world leaders working together, referred to as the beast and the false prophet, a religious and a political leader working together to unite the world.
That's a good point. There's two leaders involved. Right. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 24, 23 and 24, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. And we know they have the technology to create a lot of wonders and signs.
That's right. You know, during the tribulation, if a person takes the mark, they will go to hell. Now, some may think, well, I still believe in Jesus, but, you know, I take the mark so I can feed my family. And Jesus will understand. No, if you take the mark of the beast, you will go to hell. Taking this mark is ownership and worship to the Antichrist. It is more than an economic means of buying and selling. He becomes your master, and you become his slave. Revelation 13:15 says, the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And then Revelation 13:7 says, and there was given to him, the Antichrist, to make war with the saints and to overcome them.
And Revelation 20, verse 4 says, I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands.
Boy.
So they were beheaded. So you can see from just those three verses, the tribulation saints, those here during the tribulation will be overcome or killed, or at least most of them.
Right.
Because the scripture says so.
Right. But thankfully, we as Christians now, we won't be here. In a previous podcast titled The Rapture, Truth or Fiction, we discuss why we believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. However, it doesn't matter whether you believe in pre, mid, or post-trib. We can all see what is on the horizon. We will discern the times if we are born-again Christians who reads their Bible and is in relationship with Jesus Christ. Then we'll discern the times.
That's a good point.
We have to be aware. We have to be reading. We have to be in fellowship with God to see
what's really happening.
Right.
You know, when the birth pains are increasing in the earth, we can see this everywhere, you know, and persecution is increasing. And that is causing people, though, to come to Jesus Christ as never before. This is good news, and this is the church's finest hour. People are becoming more desperate for God due to all that is happening in our world today. And we have the answer. God is moving by the power of the Holy Spirit all across the globe. And Jesus encouraged us that when we see all these things happening in the earth, he said, "Look up, our redemption draws near." But have you given any thought to how this world dictator might come on the scene? The Antichrist would have to unite the whole world under a one-world government. How might he do this?
Well, what about the need to unite everyone to avoid a global crisis or some kind? You know, it is interesting that many globalists are backing a great world reset by 2030. This great reset is the Antichrist system, and it has been gaining traction since 2020. And have you noticed the many world leaders, politicians, scientists, and others of influence saying that the number one crisis we face is the desperate need to save our planet?
How about saving people on the planet?
Right. The priorities wrong.
Exactly. You know, however, God tells us what happens to the planet in 2 Peter 3:10-11. It says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat?" So that's what happens to the planet in the end. And Romans 1 states that the people worshiped and served the things God created instead of the Creator himself. And we can see that's what's happening today. But as believers, we must be on guard so that we are not deceived and distracted by causes and organizations that sound good on the surface, but support an ungodly agenda.
Right. People are deceived by that. You know, it's really ungodly agenda. You know, in 2 Corinthians 2:11, the Apostle Paul warns us to be aware of Satan's schemes so that Satan will not outsmart us. The word scheme means a large-scale systematic plan or arrangement for attaining a particular object or putting a particular idea into effect. Satan has had thousands of years to study man and put his plans into effect. Previously, the devil has worked through world dictators such as Hitler, who deceived the masses. Why did people ignore the atrocities that were happening to the Jewish people?
Good point. You know, and remember also what took place in the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Under King Nebuchadnezzar's rule, everyone was ordered to bow and worship the 90-foot gold statue of himself. He declared, "Worship me or die." And remember what Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, that no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one or love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Or in other words, you cannot serve God and be enslaved to money.
So true.
You know, we just encourage you to look beyond the noise and understand the spirit at work behind so much of what is happening in our world. As Christians, we have God's Spirit living inside of us. We are to understand the times and seasons, be courageous, and obey God.
So true. You know, regardless of what is happening in the world, we can all agree on this. What has not changed is that thousands of people are dying and going to hell every day. We are living in the last of the last days, and our assignment hasn't changed. We are here to make a difference and help bring as many people as possible to heaven with us. We are here to be salt and light in a dark world until He comes to take us home.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.